The Minister for Climate Change says Kiwibank's decision to stop doing business with companies dealing in fossil fuels is the right one. That runs contrary to the opinion of the Associate State-Owned Enterprises Minister Shane Jones, who yesterday said it was not the role of Kiwibank to make moral judgments about who it did business with.
Their role is to moderate the market and to stand as a force for Kiwis, not to make moral judgments, or as my leader said, woke-riddled judgments about what is an appropriate industry that can legally survive in New Zealand. And look, I'm not interested in banks wearing some sort of moral chastity belt. Their job is to lubricate capitalism.
That's Shane Jones. Now we're joined by the Green Party co-leader and climate change minister, James Shaw. Good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Was it appropriate? Is it appropriate for Shane Jones to be wading in like this?
Well, I think generally ministers should not be telling businesses how to run themselves. That is really a matter for their management and their boards to determine.
So you shouldn't be telling them that it's the right decision then?
Well, I felt that it was important as climate, with my climate change hat on to provide a bit of support there.
I think that's the same thing though. It's a bit hard to criticise him if you're taking the other view.
Well, my point was that given that he had waded in, I thought it was appropriate to say, look, you know, actually, that's not a widely held view.
What is the government's current position on the use of fossil fuels?
What, in general?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, the idea is that we've got to phase them out.
We use them, right?
Yes, of course
and
we do.
They're involved in food production. They're all through the economy.
Yes, absolutely. And most businesses are sort of working out how we can phase them out. But it is going to take some time. Like, you're probably talking at least 10 years, if not 20.
So Shane Jones's point here is that he feels that that's the position that the government has taken. Why is it that a Crown-owned business, a company, the bank, it is owned, I know the ownership's a bit complicated, but it's Crown-owned, be taking a different position?
Well, like I said, it's not a matter for the Crown to decide how the bank invests and who it does businesses with. That's really a matter for management and for their board. But if you look at, say, the performance of the oil and gas sector recently, Boston Consulting Group have found that it's the worst performing sector out of 33 sectors. So it's a bad investment to start with. Mark Carney, who is the former governor of the Bank of England, hardly the most woke person in the world, has said that roughly half of all oil assets and 80% of all coal assets are likely to be stranded as we transition out of fossil fuels and into renewables. So it's not a great sector in terms of its investment returns.
Sure. But this is the point is, if there are New Zealanders who do support the use of coal and fossil fuel, putting aside those arguments that you've just outlaid there, they believe it's right. That what is their ability the bank ultimately is, they are a owner of, as the shareholder, what are they supposed to do? They can't get rid of it. They can't dump the shareholding.
Well, they can do one of two things. They could either switch to another bank who does invest in the oil and gas sector, or they can invest directly in oil and gas through the stock market.
The bank itself, do you believe that this is the right business decision for it to be making?
Well, like I said, it's a matter for the board and for management to decide. But if you look at the numbers, it's a sector that doesn't have great return to it. And the view that I would take with all investments, and this does fall under their responsible investment strategy, is to say, well, are we doing business with a sector that produces more harm and sort of social
terms? But the point
terms?
Is, I guess, that they're not actually, by all accounts, doing a lot of business with coal companies. So this is really just a marketing sort of technique, isn't it?
There aren't a lot of coal companies in New Zealand, right, to do business with, but this is to do with who they're providing banking services to, but also their investments. And they don't have, and actually, I think it's where organisations have their investments that actually makes the biggest difference. So, yes, they've said that they won't provide financial services to that sector. I don't actually know how many businesses that affects, to start with.
Should it
I
be
suspect
extended to the businesses that use coal? I mean, Fonterra, for example, or there are many food production companies that use coal in their boilers, and I know you've got a policy, the Greens have got a policy to phase that out. But would you like to see this policy extended out to those?
Fonterra themselves have got a policy of getting out of coal.
So it's going to take a while, though.
Yes, it will, but they're moving fairly aggressively on it. Like I said, it will probably take about 10 years to make that transition. But actually, given the scale of it, that's actually pretty fast.
But would you like to see a bank that is owned by the taxpayer as the sort of on the front line of this, trying to push, because effectively they're trying to push other people to make these sorts of decisions? Would you like to see them extend their ban on fossil fuels and lending to directly to those who use fossil fuels to the companies like Fonterra, which use the coal?
Well, most banks that have got these kinds of policies have a process where, rather than pulling out directly, they actually work with those clients and they say, well, how can we help you to make that transition? And in fact, there may be financial services that they can provide in order to make that transition faster. So, helping businesses with their capital investment program and maybe taking some assets offline sooner than they otherwise might. Banks have actually got quite a significant role to play. And KiwiBank aren't the only bank who are doing this kind of thing. I mean, Westpac and others in New Zealand have been moving pretty aggressively on fossil fuels for a while. So I think that they are saying, as a sector, the financial sector is saying, look, we know that this transition is happening, we know it's important, and what can we do, what role can we play as individual banks and as a sector to help to make that transition? In terms of the direct investments, most of them are getting out either entirely or substantially reducing their exposure to fossil fuels.
Just quickly, yes or no to companies like Fonterra using coal? Should KiwiBank continue to lend to them?
That's not a matter for me. That's a matter for the board and for the management.
James Shaw, thank you very much for your time.